This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
So we're just about ready to go. The official Nick Duran from Clarksville tosses it up. And Joey Brunk and Musa Jallo have that. The ball's knocked out of bounds. And it'll be awarded to the Southport Cardinals. So this ball game underway. Again, if you just joined us late, Southport won the JV game 58-51. Liam Wilkerson and Balen Sorensen evenly divided 28 points. And now what do we have? One of the officials spotted something down at the end of the court. Scott Adams from New Albany. And he's going to come over and have something to say with Nick Duran, who's the lead official in this three-man crew from Southern Indiana. And now the clock did not start, so now they are winding it down, and we are now officially 6 seconds into tonight's ball game. And the Southport Cardinals, again, will have the ball just this side of the timeline. 1-0, both teams trying to take that early initial step toward a co- or possible outright championship. Of course, Southport won the co-champions last year. And they'll be attacking with the lineups that we gave you. Damari Wilson down there on the wing along with Paul Scruggs. And also in backcourt, Elijah Walton is playing the backcourt along with Malik Bennett. And the Cougars come out in a 2-3 zone, which is not surprising. Brunk with the basketball, deals it on the right wing. Entry pass, Damari Davis off the glass and in. Damari Davis averaging only a little over 2 points a ball game. Here comes that immediate pressure. 2-2-1 zone trap, and Musajalo breaks it. Down on the wing, nice pass, entry pass. Connor Basie blocked out of bounds by Damari Davis. It'll be Cougar basketball. That was a beautiful pass that time by Connor Basie into Jake Treadway. Blocked out of bounds, and Jacob will be triggering it out. Musa posting low, goes out and gets the basketball. 2-0 if you just joined us. Southport had the ball stolen away, and that's Scruggs. Behind the back pass over to Bennett. He's fouled by Jello. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Hey, Joe, the hands are really quick.
Yep.
Scruggs.
Yeah, we saw another dimension. Got a little... Well, actually, that wasn't a bad option that he had, that behind the back pass.
No.
Because Jello was trailing the play, and he knew he couldn't pass it because trailing in the back was Malik Bennett, who eventually got it, and here he is at the free throw line. 71% after the first couple of games, after the first four games, and he misses terribly here.
That's one thing about Southport. They don't shoot free throws very well.
No, they don't, and he's one of the better free throw shooters, Malik Bennett and Scruggs. Scruggs at 80%, but other than that, it really drops down. He hit 1-2, and we have us a 3-0 ball game and immediate full-court pressure. Basie helps break the press. Musajalo, the talented young freshman, and now they finally break it with Holden Jastrzemski. There's Malik, blocked again beautifully by Brunk. Here comes Southport in their giddy-up offense. Nice entry pass by Bennett into Brunk, and he had the ball slapped away from him by Basie, and I believe Connor got more than just ball that time on the big Joey Brunk.
That's one thing when you face a team like Southport, your bigs are going to get in. They're going to pick up a lot of fouls, so it's key to try to stay out of foul trouble as long as you can.
Non-shooting foul. Sparse crowd on hand for a number one team in the state here. Down on the wing, Burton deals it over to Bennett. Back to Burton, and they play catch in the half court. Now they reverse it. Paul Scruggs handling the ball north in a 2-3 zone. Now they deal it, and again they reverse the ball against the zone. Scruggs trying to go one-on-one now as North comes out of the zone and back to man. Out of the corner, a long three, no good, taken that time and missed by Malik Bennett. Here comes Treadway up to Holden Jastrzemski. Ball almost picked from his pocket. Holds on to it, over to Treadway. Southport with an early 3-0 lead. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. Treadway reverses the ball down to Holden Jastrzemski, uses that football muscle, puts up a shot, no good. Here comes Scruggs. Scruggs will have at least 10 rebounds tonight, There's a nice entry pass into Brunk. Brunk had the ball stolen away from him by Jake Treadway. Just took it right away from Brunk, who brought the ball down low, down around his waist. And Jake said, thank you very much, and now the Cougars turn it over. So they trade turnovers.
That's one thing about a big guy. You don't want to let that ball go down because the little guy is going to come in and pull it right out of your hands.
That was 6'10 versus 5'10, and the 5'10 guy won that battle.
Sure did.
The entry pass posting out is Elijah Walton for a three-pointer. Well, we saw him hit a couple against Bloomington South last week. He's upped his three-point shooting to 30% and his scoring average to just under 5. It's a 6-0 ball game. North slow and getting on track. Asa Musa-Jallo will go to the line and shoot two. Scruggs got it.
That's got to be the game plan tonight. Just take it right at the big guys. Try to get him into foul trouble.
Got to. And you got to get to the line and hit the free throws. I mean, that's been the tale of the tape. They've attempted, as we mentioned, 104 free throws through their first five games. And hit a respectable 71%. And here's Musa at the line, and he's one of the better free throw shooters, and he connects.
Shoots him just like Sekou.
73%. Musa averaging 10.2 points a ball game, also an assist, a steal, 5.5 rebounds, and he does. Bounces it three times, shoot like his older brother, and he looks like his older brother a little. Musa is coming out now, and here comes a young man, played his tail off last weekend. Great to see a senior, in spite of his time, Tyler Adams contribute. He contributed in that Perry Meridian overtime win. And got in some action against Evansville Wrights. He is in there right now in the front end of that 2-3 zone. Tyler's got good size now at 6'4". There's a little spin move inside. Damari Davis doing some unexpected early scoring, and it's 8-2. Now the pressure, and the Cougars break it with a long pass. Up court in the half court now. Adams with the basketball over to Malik. Malik being hawked by Elijah Walton. Boy, did he put a move on Elijah Walton. He turned him around, and Malik, all he had to do was lay it off the glass, 8-4 Southport.
Wow.
Wow, that was a heck of a move by Malik LeFoon. North, let's see, they stay in their man. All right, I'm sorry, their zone. That 2-3 down on the wing. They reverse it again. They're really passing the ball well, better than they did against Bloomington South. But as I say that, Burton throws it away.
Second turnover for Southport.
Southport averaging coming into the ball game about just this side of 13. But they're forcing a ton. And right now they're trying to force one here against a 1-2-2 zone trap. But again, North breaks it, and the shot blocked by Brunk against Malik LeFoon. Here comes Scruggs the other way. He's going to take it all the way in and threw it away. He was looking for Malik Bennett off the wing and threw it behind him, and another timeout, and that is called by Kyle Simpson. His ball club a little sloppy, but yet, that said, they lead 8-4. We'll break for a half minute, 4:24 to play in the opening quarter. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Kyle Simpson wanted an early timeout. Got it. His team leads it 8-4. No lineup changes for the red-clad top-ranked team in the state. And the Cougars will face it. Connor Basie has checked back into the ball game, and Malik LeFoon has checked out. Also in, we see Tate Stewart early. He handles the ball over to Treadway. Back to Tate. Tate won that game. Drilled one from the left corner against Perry Meridian, a three-pointer with about 10 seconds to play. And, of course, LeFoon had a big shot late to send the game into overtime. Right now, a little bit more patience. Good ball movement. Hold it. Jastrzemski pulled way out. Adams entry pass into Tate. Fake. Back up over his head. No good. Altering the shot was Brunk. The rebound by Adams. And we got a jump ball between he and Walton in possession arrow to Bloomington North.
Again, Joe, just tacking the rim. Cougars.
Yeah, Tate not afraid that time. Tate's not your biggest guy on the floor right now, 5'11". He's got the ball on the right wing right now. Basie pulled way outside. Southport in a man-to-man. They lead it 8-4, 3:49 to play in the opening quarter. Reserves lost tonight, 58-51. Holden trying to get on track, stops left side of the key, deals it over to Treadway, down to the wing. There's Tyler, a three-pointer, got it. No, he had his foot on the line. So Tyler Adams guns in a deuce. shooting a respectable 43% coming off the bench, giving Andy about 4 points and three rebounds a contest, and it's 8-6, and the Cougars trail by two. Malik works against the zone. Malik Bennett down to Burton. They reverse it over to Scruggs. Entry pass into Brunk. Brunk comes out, double team. Nice entry pass to Mari Davis, has been doing the scoring. There's Elijah Burton on an offensive rebound, and he was clobbered. He'll be going to the line, I believe, and he was fouled in the act of shooting, worst yet, and he'll be going to the line shooting too. So there's another offensive rebound, John.
Yeah, again, that's something that they make a lot of hay at the offensive end on the rebounds.
So Burton, or rather Walton, to the line, 57% on the year. Walton, a 6'3 junior, rolls that one in. So here he sits with 4 points here in the opening quarter. That's his average. We saw him against Bloomington South gun in a couple of triples. He wound up with 9 points and had a rebound a week ago tonight in Southport's 66-61 win over the Panthers. 9-6, trying to take it out to a 4-point lead. No good, and Jake Treadway has the rebound. Jake directs traffic, will come across the line himself against a little matchup zone. Yep, they're in a 3-2. They're playing zone right now. Riley Crean has checked into the ball game, got it off the pass from Jake. Back to Treadway. Riley playing down here on the left wing. Tate Stewart in the post, Connor Basie and Tyler Adams. Crean looking to get a lane. Treadway with the basketball, entry post, deals it out. There is Riley. He'll fire a three-pointer, no good. Maybe hurried it a bit, and it's rebounded by Brunk. Here comes Bennett. Riley sets him up for the charge. Beautiful defensive play. Riley Crean, and put the foul on Malik Bennett. As he ran Riley down, and no sooner did he, Riley, miss that shot. He hustled back down. Knew that Southport in transition was going to try to up-tempo the possession, and stood his ground and was flat decked. 9-6, turnover to Southport. Jake on a nice pass inside, shot put up and missed, and altered by Davis. Rebounded by Scruggs, up to Burton. He got it. Count it. Or did he? Well, it couldn't have been a charge. He hit the basket. So the basket counts, biggest lead of the ball game, and we'll wait and see who the foul was on. So the basket is good, and there's Burton, or rather Walton again. I don't know why I want to call him Elijah Burton tonight. Connor Basie checks out, and there's reason for it. He's just picked up his second personal foul. And now Walton at the free throw line with 6 points to lead Southport here in the opening quarter. Biggest lead out to five, can make it six here with this and one, and he connects. 12-6, biggest lead, inside two to play here in the opening quarter. 1-2-2 trap. Riley Crean down to help break it along with Treadway and Tate. They better break it and get it across, and here comes Adams, and he had the ball picked. Right out of his pocket, there's Scruggs and a dunk. That's what they do well, awfully well. Defensive transition into a breakaway basket for an easy dunk by Scruggs, and Andy Hodson wants a timeout. I can't blame him. 14-6, minute 28 to play here in the opening quarter. Biggest lead of the ball game. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. And before we go any further here at the top of the hour, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. With Southport leading North 14-6, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Tyler Adams pulled way outside, as is Riley Crean. Deals it down now. Riley does over to Treadway. Back out to Tate. He'll run the point against the 2-3 zone. Inside, Tate Stewart doubled up, tripled up, clears it over to Treadway of three, and it bounces right side of the rim, comes off, and into the hands of Joey Brunk. Brunk's rebounding a lot better tonight. Although that said, he ended up with a double-double against South, but wasn't rebounding early. He's looking for the ball tonight a lot better than he was the other night. There's Malik Bennett, a three-pointer.
Can't leave him open.
No, you can't. Well, Southport is now hitting a blistering 75% here in the opening quarter. They're 6 of 8, and it's out to a 17-6 lead. So, and there's a bad pass, and that was Musichalo. He'll learn, and there is Scruggs again on a breakaway.
Nice first tee up by Scruggs.
Yeah, that ball, that bounce pass by Musa didn't have a chance. Scruggs is just so cat quick. 19-6, and what a run they are on now. They're on a 7-0 run, breaking out of a 12-6 ball game, and they lead it by 13, and now we got a 10-second violation, and the Cougars are coming unglued here.
Five turnovers.
Already here in the opening quarter, and only 6 points. It was a woeful start they had at Evansville when they got outscored and had 9 in the opening quarter. So they got off to a bad start and couldn't scratch back in it. Down to 2, they better shoot the ball. Brunk will a 3 and no good at the horn, and that's the end of the first quarter. 19-6, Southport with a 13-point lead. They shoot almost 80% in the opening 8 minutes. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Tom McKinney Court here on the city south, on the city's north side. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. Our producer, Katie Robbins, 19-6 after the first 8 minutes. And the Cougars off to a terrible start. Only 2 of 10 here in the opening first 8 minutes as Marty Hutzel coming by to say hi, and we'll have Marty on at halftime. Marty back, he's coaching the varsity. He helped out Chris Branham last year. We got a foul called inside the paint, and I believe it's going to be nailed on Musichalo. Nope, they put it on Holden. So Holden Jastrzemski with the personal foul. That is only the, well, I say only, it's the 15th foul on the Cougars already. 19-6. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second. Southport working the half court against the Bloomington North zone. And the way Southport is shooting, there's a long range howitzer by Jason Benz. And the ball goes out of bounds, but last touch by a Cougar. Benz is the only new face in there, and there's Luke Johnston. Off the football field, very capable reserve, averaging 4 points and 3.5 rebounds. Also leads his team, interestingly enough, in block shots coming into this one. 19-6. He's got the ball right now, Joey Brunk. A lot more aggressive early on than he was the other night. And there's a bad pass, knocked away, stolen away. Riley Green diving for the ball, and Malik LeFoon comes up with it. Actually, the guy that got the hand on it that started the mess was Ken Montgomery, and he's in there right now. Green with the basketball, bounces it, takes it up. Left side of the key, deals it over to Holden. Inside, in and out, no good, and cleared out of there. It was tipped and missed by Jallo, and the rebound to Luke Johnston. Here comes Paul Scruggs down on the wing. Inside, Brunk back up over his head, tipped his own shot, no. Fight for the rebound. And down on the hardwood, and a foul is going to be called, a loose ball foul. Damari Davis took a spill, and a Cougar knocked him to the hardwood, and that is Holden Jastrzemski. That's two quick ones on Holden. Connor Basie is on the bench with two, and here comes Tyler Adams, and John, he'll be checking in, and those shooting splits, not very good.
Not very good at all.
For a Bloomington North.
No, Cougars just 2 of 10 in the first quarter. 0-for-2 behind the line. Southport, the first 8 minutes, they were 7-10, 70%.
6:34 to play before half. 19-6, our score. With the basketball, Johnston reverses it. Scruggs now gets it right back to him. And the shot of 3, Johnston nailed it. Luke Johnston shooting 33%. He hadn't missed a shot from two-ball range. And he's only missed a couple of shots all year. And that's what I mean, instant offense, and there's Luke Johnston with a 3-ball. Out to a 16-point lead, 22-6. North shot 20% in the opening half. Riley Creed with the ball, deals it now over to Ken Montgomery. Out on him, they trap. Now they give it to Creed, back to Montgomery. Riley likes to work this left wing. Shot by Tyler Adams, a 3, no good. Fight for the rebound, here comes Southport running. Benz 2-on-1 over to Malik Bennett off the glass. And it 24-6. Another fast break transition off of blocking out and getting that offense Up and going. Inside shot taken by Musa Chalou. He drew the personal on Brunk, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Kent Cooten staying aggressive inside, just going right at the big guy.
Well, Chalou back to the line. He was there a minute ago, hit both of his opportunities, but unfortunately the Cougars have gone ice cold from the field. They have one field goal, take it back two tonight. One by Adams, and the other one shot in by Malik LeFoon. Three for three, Chalou from the line, 24-7.
Cougars 2-13, not to belabor the point, but 2-13 shooting from the field.
Yep. They got off to a cold start the other night, and that buried them early. Chalou 4-4 from the line, and here comes Connor Basie, and out goes Riley Crean. 24-8, 5.5 to play here in the halftime. As I told you, Wrights shot 59% for the game, and they were just as hot. They gunned in seven triples, and North struggled from behind the line, 3 of 10. They've made as many free throws here with the shot taken and missed by Walton, no good. Bench tracks down the rebound. Now will fire a three, in and out, no good, and a loose ball rebound falls in the hands of Jake Treadway. Here comes Ken Montgomery quickly across the line. Over to Musa Chalou. Little 2-3 zone. Montgomery deals it. LeFoon, a three. Got it. Three-pointer, Malik LeFoon. Hopefully he'll get rolling. He's got 5 points. And it's 24-11. That's better than 24-8. There's Bennett again. Just sits and fires that three. No one's out on him.
Nope.
He's just like a statue following it in, and Bennett hit another three. There's Montgomery in transition, in and out, no good, and Brunk rips that ball away from Connor Basie. Two threes here in the hands of Malik Bennett. Bench leaves it. There's Scruggs now. He'll try to get into the column. He'll miss here, and Treadway with the rebound. Across the timeline, 27-11. Montgomery spins in. Malik, a three again, his favorite spot. Misses here. Loose ball rebound, out of bounds, Southport basketball. Wow. Two new faces. Well, Damari Davis for one, and here comes Elijah Walton in. Bench out, Brunk out. Brunk leaves. He hasn't scored yet tonight. Doing a better job rebounding, though, early. He's altered a couple of shots. 4-11 to play here. In the first half, we're in the second quarter, 27-11 is the score.
Southport's cooled off here in the quarter, Joe, just 3-9 shooting.
And now North sits back in their 2-3 zone. And they slow it down. Luke Johnston just holding the ball, now deals it back as Malik Bennett surveys the zone, gives it to Johnson, gets it right back, and there's that set three again. This time he missed it. Well, they got to get out on him a little bit closer than that. I mean, he's just standing flat-footed. It's not like he's jumping and shooting the three-pointer. There's a bad pass. Last touch, they say, by Bennett. So Connor Basie will trigger it out. 3:39 to play, 27-11. The Southport Cardinals on top by 16. LeFoon, Chalou, Montgomery, Basie, and Jake Treadway, the white plaited maroon and gold. Bad pass on the inbounds, and here they're running again off the glass. Bennett. Yeah.
Defense and offense.
Wow. A lot quicker, and Norwich is getting real sloppy. I mean, they stole that one off the inbounds in the half court, and there's another bad pass by Chalou. Here comes Scruggs, showtime, behind the back, dribble, goes down the lane, lays it up, and got it.
Wow.
Well, he did it all. He grabbed the defensive rebound, led the charge. That's how fast he is. Little French pastry with the behind-the-back dribble, and he had plenty left with the left hand to come in and lay in the ball at the other end. So he went coast-to-coast, and it's 31-11.
I tell you, Joy, this seems like Southport is making the Cougars do things just a little quicker than what they need to be doing. They really need to relax a little bit against this pressure that's easy to say, harder to do.
It was 19-6. If you just joined us at the end of the first quarter, North got off to a poor start, hit only two of its first 10, and they're hitting worse than that now. And worse yet, they're turning the ball over. Yeah, they're getting pounded by 20 here in the opening half.
Yeah, excuse me, Joe. 1-6 shooting for the Cougars in the quarter.
Two inside, 3 minutes to play. With it is Treadway. Basie back to Jake. Southport goes back into a man-to-man. Well, it's just been the quickness. Not like we haven't seen it. Expected it, but expected North to attack better. Musa Chalou making some freshman mistakes tonight. Holds the basketball. He's got two or three turnovers tonight. Gets the ball inside, puts up a shot, gets back to the free throw line. But that's what I like about the young man. He's got the mentality. Yes, he is in the classroom and on this floor, a freshman first-year player. But he plays maybe a little bit older than that on the hardwood. He's got great court awareness for such a young kid. And a real solid free throw shooter. Back at the line for the fifth time tonight. He's hit nothing but nylon.
Again, not every night, Jones. He's got to be going up against the likes of Joey Brunk and Paul Scruggs. So it's going to be a good learning experience for him tonight as well.
Of course, he learned the game from his older brother, Sekou. How'd you like to go against Sekou? Just from a defensive standpoint, he's taught him a few things about penetrating inside, because there's no hesitation with the young man, and he's just making some freshman mistakes, like the bounce pass he had. It just wasn't quick enough.
He's 6-6 in the free throw line.
He is that, and it's 31-13. Biggest lead has been 20. 2:24 to play in the opening half here on the McKinney court. Conference Indiana, Friday night. North almost has to come out and stay in that 2-3 zone, which they play the majority of the time. We got a grab and a hand check inside against Amari Davis. And I think Jake Treadway is going to be the guilty party. Yeah. So Treadway picks up the personal foul. That is his first. Unfortunately, the 17th foul, and here now is Southport shooting 1-1. Well, this is the guy you want at the line at 23%, and he hits that. Pretty good indication of how things are going for Southport tonight. Damari Davis scoring well. He's got 5. He and Walton have been the scorers, although, Bennett's got a wagon load. Joey Brunk's got the offensive rebound and was shoved out of bounds by Musa Jallo, and a foul on Musa. So Jallo picks up the foul on the rebound, trying to block Brunk out. And Brunk will go to the line and shoot 2.
I've got 7 rebounds for Brunk.
We saw a lot of opportunities from the line a week ago. They shot 40 free throws last Friday night at South. Hit 25 of them. And outshot the home team. Well, they got and shot 21 more free throws. Shows you their relentlessness on the offensive boards and putback attempts. Joey Brunk, a 61% free throw shooter, connects. Back to a 20-point lead. That's our largest of the ball game. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. In and out, no good. Jallo with the rebound. So Basie goes down on one wing, LeFoon down to the other, and Jake will run the point. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. North trails by 20. Southport has led right from the get-go, jumped off 6-0, 8-2. North did cut it to 12-6, and then briefly got then Southport went on a prompt 10-0 run to break it open. There's a nice move inside, ball just won't fall. That was Musa Jallo. Brunk's got another rebound. Well, he is ripping everything off at the defensive end for the Redbirds. He'll have 15 if this continues. Forget about him scoring tonight. He's in there to do one thing, play D and grab rebounds.
It's only taken 2 shots. One of them was the last shot of the first quarter, that 3 from the corner.
Kyle Simpson stoically standing in front of his bench. And it almost appears now that Southport wanting North to come out of their zone, which they're not. Down to a minute and 11 to play here in the first half. Don't forget, Marty Hutzel joins us at halftime. Talk a little wrestling. He was an assistant here last year, and of course, his Hall of Fame father. Oh, Marty's a Hall of Famer himself. But Kay Hutzel offering those 6 state championships at Bloomington and Bloomington South High School back when I first started in the early 70s. So Southport will hold for the final shot. We saw this last Friday night. They had the ball with 34 seconds to play and got what they were looking for. They missed a 3-pointer. But Scruggs got the offensive rebound, and you just have an idea. Scruggs has the ball in his hand. He's going to go 1-on-1. But we still have 23 seconds to play. Scruggs still holding the ball. Down to 17, 33-13. Cougars are going to be held to single digits in the first 2 quarters tonight on their home hardwood. Also in is Jamie Burnett. Now ball movement. Here comes Damari Walton out of control. Offensive foul against Damari Davis.
I don't think that's a play that Kyle Simpson wanted to see.
So Kyle's not really agreeing much with the with it, but, you know, he got it anyway. 33-13. Down to 3 seconds to play. Here comes Jallo. Down to LaFoon. He'll have to fire. Lost track of the ball and had to just throw one up. Nowhere near, and that's the end of the first half. 33-13. Southport leading the North Cougars. And now the Southport fans are giving it to Bloomington North, saying they're overrated with that number 11 affix. But what they don't know, that a lot had a lot to do with last year. So, but anyway, you live with that. You live with what you did, and it catches on for the early part of the next year. 33-13 here at halftime. Our halftime sponsors, J&S Locksmith, Motor Service, the former Cougar himself, Bill Carpenter and crew, at 5th and Rogers, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. We'll talk a little wrestling with Marty Hutzel when we come back after this one-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. All right, here we go. Side out to Bloomington North, our halftime show brought to you. And there's a bad pass to open up things here. It's another breakaway. So deja vu, and Bennett missed the shot. It did not go in. It rolled off. It was tipped up, no good, and we got a rebound foul. Our halftime show brought to you by Max and Jimmy at 508 West 17th Street. Your master locksmiths by Bill Carpenter and the crew at Motor Service, your local Carquest Auto Parts store at the corner of 5th and Rogers, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIX. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call Monday at 334-1213. And by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972, online at kellerheating.com.
Joe Connor Basie picked up his third foul.
I saw that. That's not going to help matters any. That will if they keep throwing it away. Southport hasn't done too terribly wrong to lot tonight in a lot of departments. There is a useless turnover there, a senseless one. Goes out of bounds, and here we go. 33-13, work to be done. In the half court, the Cougars' ball kick, or now they call a three-second violation on a Cougar. I don't know if they got Jallo or Crean that time.
Nine turnovers.
Well, John, it seems like it's been more than that.
It does seem like it's been more than that.
I mean, and all of them have been hurtful. I mean, they've all resulted in breakaway baskets. There's Scruggs, Brunk. That's the first time they watched that that high-low that time, and Brunk's got his first field goal. Young man doesn't stray far from home. He's shooting 71% from the field. There's Malik LaFoon trying to get it back, short-armed it, and here comes Walton leading the fast break. It's Davis out of control, and a block foul called against Jake Treadway.
Treadway did a good job of getting his hand on the ball to prevent the shot.
Damari Davis flying through the air. He's had a couple of plays tonight. He's got 5 points, but he's been out of control a couple of times. 35-13. This is our largest lead of the ball game. And Damari Davis connecting at the free throw line.
You say he was a 23%
shooter. Well, you know, that was based on not a lot of attempts early season, but that'll probably be skyrocketed to 60 before he's done. Short arms it, no good. Jallo's got another rebound. Treadway quickly. Malik LaFoon shot fake inside, ball blocked. Damari Davis. LaFoon got it back and is traveling. That's a tough call there. And we got a substitution. Here comes Tate Stewart in, and LaFoon not having a good night tonight. He's been struggling, and he is struggling tonight. Has 5 points, and he is out. Stewart is in. And Musa Jallo playing the high post with Basie on the pines with three. Riley Crean down on the wing left along with Tyler, along with Holden Jastrzemski, who's been quiet tonight. With it is Bennett down on the wing. Shot Walton, air ball, rebounded out of there by Jallo again. There's it over to Jake Treadway, and here we go the other way. Need some points, fellas. They've got a scant one, two, three field goals tonight, and that's been it. Wow. 36-13, 6:08 to play. Here comes Basie back in, and Jastrzemski who hasn't scored tonight and has been averaging around 5.5 points. And I can't remember he taking very many shots tonight. I think he's had a couple, and that's been it. Tate Stewart with the ball. Double team. Boy, they're really relentless in their defense out around the perimeter. There's Riley, and he popped a two. Had his foot on the line, but nonetheless it went in. Maybe that'll get him going. Riley Crean's first basket. Riley's been coming off the bench, playing a lot here in his sophomore year, averaging 2 points and a rebound and a half a game, and there's a ball stolen away. Musa Jallo stepping into passing lane, and Jake Treadway threw it right back to Southport on a break. And there is a couple. Well, that's going to happen. Elijah Walton, and it's 38-15. 5:20 to play here in the third quarter. Well, they held Southport, or rather a Northwest, to 24 points the other night and won by 62. Not anticipating any of that stuff tonight, but North cannot get on track offensively. Shot by Musa, got it. I tell you, I've not seen, and we've seen him twice now, I've not seen him miss, John, many of those little 6-8 foot jump shots.
No, he's got a nice soft shot.
Sure does. And that's, unfortunately, his first field goal. He is the leading scorer, though, tonight. Brunk working hard inside, and he is hammered. And that's going to be Basie. I think Basie got him. Riley Crean was there, too. Yep, it's going to be Basie, and that's four.
They got to have Basie in there, though, because he's a good passer, and he gets the ball inbounds, taking it out.
Well, they're both double-teaming, Crean and Basie, and Crean comes up with a nice steal. Riley stepping in the passing lane that time. Comes up with a loose ball, and the Cougars with the basketball, 38-17. 4:35 to play here in the opening moments of the third quarter. Shot a three ball by Crean, an air ball. And they're giving it to Crean, and here's Malik Bennett. Boy, he fell down awkwardly. I believe he's okay. Bad things could have happened there, trying to get Fancy dunking the ball. And luckily, he's up, but he's limping. And we're talking about Malik Bennett. That's all it would take, John, would be, I don't care what their ranking, what league they're in, would be to have one of your veteran stars, you know, go down with something silly like trying to get style points for dunking the ball, land awkwardly, and then be out the rest of the year. He's very lucky. In and out, no good. Bennett started the year off the first couple of games. He couldn't miss. Now he can't hit any from the line. Last week against Bloomington South, he missed five on the night. And a couple in crunch time. Opened the door for the Panthers, and they just couldn't kick it open. And he misses both here bad. Tipped up Brock. No, cleared out of there. Tate Stewart. So Malik Bennett, 1 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. 4:17 to play. We're in the third quarter. Riley comes out, gets the ball, deals it over to Jallo. To Tate Stewart. Crean now goes down on the left wing. With it is Holden Jastrzemski's check back in. Tate Stewart. This is a different lineup, isn't it?
Sure
Stewart.
Is.
Running the point, Ken Montgomery in. Ken's got to drive that lane like we know he can. There's Jastrzemski, short-armed, got his own rebound, goes up, foul by Damari Davis. And Holden will go to the line and shoot two. Well, Holden hasn't hit a shot from outside tonight. Short-armed that one from three-ball range. And again, Jastrzemski with his, and he is one solidly built young man. 191 pounds, 6'2". He's got to get drive that ball and get in there. Like we know he can and has earlier this year because he's a very good free throw shooter. And these are his first two attempts, 71% on the year, and his first point in the books tonight, and it's 38-18. He misses here, knocked around. Jastrzemski got the rebound, shot fake. Scruggs almost stole it away. And now Tate Stewart. Gives it back now to Ken Montgomery. Bounces it one time over to Musa Jallo. On the right wing, back it goes to Holden, trying to find a seam. Of course, there haven't been that many seams to go and try to piece your way through because Southport, be it their zone or their man, which they're in right now, and a travel call, an unforced turnover on Tate Stewart. They actually double dribbled with the ball.
Now 12 turnovers for the Cougars. They took Bennett out of the lineup. Wanted to take a look at his ankle.
And here comes, Bennett has been out. I'm just telling you that after he took that awkward stumble. Also coming out, Damari Davis, and Luke Johnston has checked back in. 38-18. And now Paul Scruggs just kind of bouncing the basketball. He's been quiet points-wise, but he's done a lot of other things well. How many rebounds does he have tonight? Inside it goes. Walton, a shot out of the corner. No, well, there's one you can add. No good. Got another one up off the glass. Got it. So there's two more you can add to the total. He's got 8 points.
Glad I asked. Yeah, he's now got six.
Well, there's a three that wasn't needed by Jastrzemski. Shot by Jallo. Musa Jallo muscled his way in, and right now Andy Hodson wants a timeout. Well, the score doubled, 40-20. We got a full break. We'll break for a minute with 2:53 to play here in the third quarter. Top-ranked Southport showing why they're number one in the state. They lead it by 20. Back in a minute. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Back on the McKinney Court of Basketball Conference Indiana Friday night. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, and the ball game totally lopsided. Has been really since the early portions of this ball game when the Cardinals jumped out to a 6-0, 8-2 lead. Cougars trailed by six and then went dormant with their offense. We got a loose ball foul between, or rather a scrub for the ball. And we're going to have a jump ball, possession arrow to Southport. That was between Jallo and Scruggs. A couple of young talents. Luke Johnston will trigger it out. John will update you on the scoreboard here in a second on our next dead ball. Scruggs in there with Johnston. And he threw the ball away. Let's see. It was last touched by Malik LeFoon, who's checked back in. So he, Crean, Jastrzemski, Jallo, and Montgomery, the five white shirts. And they're back in a 2-3 zone. No, they're not. They're in a man-to-man. Montgomery out. No, they are in a 2-3. There's a shot taken by Johnston. They'll be back, maybe find another defense. That one hasn't been good tonight. Luke Johnston setting and firing, and there's another three. And it's back to a 23-point lead. Shot straight out. Jastrzemski too hard. Tipped up Crean. No good. Riley had tough luck there. Rebounded out of there. Jastrzemski and Brunk having at it. Brunk 6'10". Holden, well put together. And let's see. We're just going to have a jump, and the possession arrow is going to be to Bloomington North, I believe. Yep. Brunk comes out. One field goal tonight. Different kind of a game than we saw last week. And there's a pass inside, falling down Jallo over to Crean. A shot no good from three-ball range, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by a Cougar.
Okay, Joe, quickly updating scores.
Yep.
Edgewood 41-24 over Northview. That's in the third quarter. The Bloomington South, they were up 23-19 and a half. They have scored 22 unanswered points. It was like under 5 minutes remaining. They're well in hand against Fair Oak North 45-19.
And our scores, compliments of the Twitter account from the Herald Times, and brought to you by South Central Oral Surgery Center. Johnson releases one. Duke Mahu comes into the ball game. Mabouk is in there right now, and Crean comes in, takes the ball right away from him. So a rude arrival for Mabouk as Crean steals the ball. 43-20 inside. What a move, and a nice move by, and that's what we got to have out of Kim Montgomery. That's his first shot attempt tonight, I believe.
It is.
And it was a driving lay-in, which we all know he can do, and now we got a foul inside. Montgomery scores his first two, and we got a foul coming in, and it might have been on Kim. Check it. It's going to be instead. Now it is on Montgomery. That is his first. That is only the fifth team foul, but it was a shooting foul. And back to the line, Elijah Walton, who's 2 of 3 tonight from the stripe. He connects. Now he and Davis unexpectedly scoring from the line tonight, and neither one of them are good free throw shooters, at least at game time percentage-wise. We told you Davis 23%. He's 2 of 4. And Walton's now 3 of 4. And he started the night 57% from the line. And now he's 4 out of 5, and he looks like anything but. 45-22. Quickly up court in the half court, and they throw it away again. Loose ball That's the other thing. There's a loose ball. You know who's going to come up with it. They're that quick. There's a beautiful pass. Scruggs, the assist, inside to Malik Bennett. His first field goal of the second half. And now we got a substitution. Here comes Jason Bench into the ball game for the Cardinals. And out will go Elijah Wolf. So I think, here comes Jamie Burnett into the ball game. So bench clearing time here in the third quarter. 53 seconds to play, 47-22. Scruggs comes out quite possibly for the final time. He had his assist up tonight. He had his steals. Every time he stole a ball, seemingly drove it the length of the court and laid it in at the other end. Riley Crean with the ball, and let's see. He's fouled as he tried to bounce that ball into the wing. And Musa Jallo, I think, was held. So Mabouk picks up the personal foul. His first. Jastrzemski will fire a three and got it. Holden's first field goal of the night. It's a triple. And it's 47-25. Well, the lead had got up to too many, that's for sure. 25 points, so that's a little progress, but way too late against this bunch. Down to 15 seconds, and Southport will spread. Spreading the floor. Running the point, by the way, is Bennett. They reverse it now. Johnson's playing in the high post. Here comes Jamie Burnett. He'll pop a shot. No good. Tipped up. Luke Johnston over the back that time of Jallo. So Luke Johnston picks up the personal foul with 1.5 tenths of a second left here in the third quarter. Well, the Cougars, for the first time tonight, will get in double figures. Shot taken by Treadway, no good. He ran into Mabouk as he tried to get that one away. Mabouk, all he did was just stand still, raise his hands, and it looked like he was about 8 foot tall. He's 6'10", as it was. Three-pointer, no good. That's the end of the third quarter, 47-25. Southport will win this basketball game tonight. Unless they completely fall apart, and the way they play, we don't anticipate that happening. Final 8 minutes coming ahead after this one-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. So here we go, fourth and final quarter. Southport with the basketball. Southport with a 22-point lead. Its biggest has been 25 earlier in the third. We'll give you the third quarter shooting splits. Brunk semi-dunked that one. Brunk's second field goal. He's got 5 points, 49-25. Here come the Cougars the other way. Well, after only hitting in the first half three field goals, they did improve their field goal shooting a little, but that one didn't go in, and Brunk's got another rebound quickly. Bennett up the court. He comes down the lane, dishes it over to Bennett. Shot taken. Luke Johnson, he hasn't missed a three tonight. He's got three of them, 9 points off the bench, and it's 52-25. And that is the biggest lead of the ball game, 27. 7 minutes to play here. Another game tomorrow night for the maroon and gold, and a pretty testy Oriole bunch from Avon in Hendricks County will come in here. I think they got Brunk on a hold that time.
Here, Bench.
Now it's on Bench. You're right. Brunk had picked up a foul tonight.
Third quarter shooting split, Southport 52%, so they cooled off a little bit. Cougars, they were 5 of 13, so they're up to 27% shooting.
On the night?
On the night.
27-point hole to dig out from underneath. Another foul is called here. Nick Duran, the lead official from Clarksville tonight. Scott Adams from New Albany and DJ Hinkle from Seymour. The official shot short again, and Holden Jastrzemski not following through, especially on those wing shots, those three-pointers. And that's why a lot of them are just barely getting ironed tonight. Musa Jallo picked up the offensive rebound and was fouled by Luke Johnson, who has now three fouls. And here's Jallo. He didn't miss any and still has it. 7 of 7 tonight. That's the good news. The bad news is The Cougars have had only one other player go to the free throw line tonight. And this is only the 10th attempt of the night here at home. And Jallo is 8 for 8. So they're 9 of 10 as a team. And it's 52 to 27. It grew to 27 earlier. Now Southport working the half court. Brunk against a new face in there. A shot taken against Logan Calvin. And a foul on Calvin. So a new face into the ball game, a young man that played in the freshman game. We anticipated we see him tonight. And Logan got nice size, growing young man. He's 6'2", go about 215. And only a sophomore. Here's Brunk at the free throw line. Bends the knees and connects. Calvin got 7 tonight in that JV game. And that was interesting. For a good part of the ball game, they finally fell, did Jordan Vasey's squad, 58-51. Brunk connects on both. He's 3 of 4, so he's starting to add to his point total now. He's got 7. 54-27, score doubled. Jallo out of the corner, got it, a two-pointer. Well, Musa, all of his fireworks in the first half were free throws. All but 2 free throws in the second half, but he's got 3 field goals. And we got a timeout called, or we got a foul called in the paint deep. Maybe on Calvin. So Logan Calvin picks up the personal foul. He'll be playing more as the season progresses, I'm here to tell you. They list him at 212. And he's got a good head on his shoulders. Watched him play the last couple of years off the freshman team and here this year in the games previous to the JV game, or rather before the varsity game, Brunk connects. So he's hitting his free throws, and as I say that, Calvin leaves. Tyler Adams comes out, Ken Montgomery in, and Basie, who hasn't scored tonight and has got an early foul trouble, has got 4. And here's Brunk at the line trying for his 5th free throw from the line. No good. He's missed a couple now. And Basie on the rebound. 55-29. Shot by Montgomery. And we got a foul going in. Bench, I believe. Grabbed him on the arms. Bench no match that time on the quickness by Ken Montgomery, who was a blur going by him that time. And Ken is another Cougar that needs to get to the free throw line more. He's 85% on the year. In his career, he has nailed 74% of his free throws. And remember now, he started playing as a freshman. And here he is his senior year, spins the ball in his hands and hits nothing but twine. So Montgomery with 4, and it's 55-31. It got as large as 27. No particular hurry, Malik Bennett across the timeline. Picked up by Jake Treadway. He, Jallo, Malik LeFoon. He has struggled tonight offensively. Paul Scruggs with the basketball, and he backs it up. I tell you, Jallo right on him, and there's Scruggs going around him. And a blocking foul called on Ken McDonald. Oh, no, they didn't call it on Scruggs. Thought for a minute maybe Montgomery wasn't stationary for the set time, and Scruggs bowled him over.
Yep, tried to run that isolation play.
So, turnover to Southport. They haven't had a lot. Give and go. Malik puts Brunk in the air, or rather Benj in the air, and Benj picking him up in Benj's tonight. That is 3 quick ones here on Jason Benj, and to the free throw line, Malik LeFoon. Well, again, not to continue to harp, but here's a 93% free throw shooter, a young man that has missed only 2 of 29, but these are his first shot attempts of the night. Shooters roll, and the ball stayed in the cylinder. His first point of the second half, LeFoon, averaging just under 14 points. 28 of 30 from the line. Hits on both. Cougars have missed 1 free throw of the 13 they have shot. They're 13 of 14 from the line. 55-33. Brunk trying to back in Basie, and they get Basie on a block, and Basie's going to be excused from the game.
Yeah.
That's five on Connor. So Basie fouls out of the ball game, scoreless.
Yeah, he's pleading his case and said that Brunk was lowering his shoulder, and he was.
He was. Of course, there's such a mismatch there. Basie doing his darndest at 6 foot, and then you got a guy that's a foot and a half, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
And that weighs you by a significant amount.
Yeah, Connor's lost some weight. He started the year around 195, and he's probably lost 20 pounds. Not this year, but I mean from last year. 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and now Joey Brunk could be nearing a double-double with how many rebounds does he have tonight? Got 10 points. 57-33.
9 rebounds.
So approaching the double-double for Brunk. 5:17 to play. Skipping across the line comes Montgomery, gives it to LaFoon, and Southport sits back in a 2-3 zone. Riley Crean with the ball, takes it from the left wing, deals it over to Musa, reverses it. There's LaFoon, a three. Maybe you know how streaky he can get now. Feeling it. He's in double figures, and the way he started out, I didn't dream he'd be in double figures tonight. He's got 10. 57-36. Scruggs working against Jallo. Took him to school last time. Musa got faked out. Thought anticipated one way. Scruggs went the other. Bennett. Boy, what a block by Riley Crean. But they say that Riley got the body into him.
Well,
it looked like all ball to me.
Sure did.
Wow. Crean wasn't going to take any guff that time. As Bennett came off the wing. And he just flat palmed the ball on him, and they called the body check on Crean.
We'll say this about Bennett. His ankle problem is no more.
So Bennett finally connects at the free throw line. He's only 2 of 5 tonight. And now misses again, and Crean's got the rebound. Riley dishes it. Here comes Montgomery in a hurry off the glass. Block, but Musa Jallo with the offensive rebound. That may be the first offensive putback of the night for the Cougars. And they cut it to 20. It was as high as 27. Inside 4 minutes to play. 58-28 now.
It's 8 rebounds now for Jallo.
So Jallo working himself on a double-double. Musa came in averaging nearly 6 a ball game. And a little hand check foul called out back on Jallo.
Well, the officials are quick to call that, too.
Well, you know, and here's Southport in the double bonus. They'll be shooting 2 the rest of the night. 58-38. Lead been as high as 27. It rests at 20. That on Jallo, his third. And here at the free throw line is Paul Scruggs. First time tonight Scruggs has been to the line, John. 80%. He's their best free throw shooter among the Redbirds. Connects. And he's a point away.
You know, you look at him, Joe, physically, he looks like he's a junior or a senior. Hard to believe he's only a sophomore.
Sure does. Young man really carries himself well. I was just totally, well, of course, we saw him play last year. I mean, you're not, you know, going to put a hat on a freshman. But, boy, his maturity, he's grown a little. He's gotten stronger.
Yeah.
He just needs to work on his shooting. Nothing wrong with his free throw shooting.
Nope.
That'll enhance that 80%. Crean, nice feed inside, and the ball's stolen away. Jastrzemski's traveling with the ball.
14 turnovers.
60-38. Well, I told you that defensive yield for Southport is 44 points coming into the ball game. And the way this is going, and Southport not in any particular hurry. Scruggs trying to take Jallo to school again. Here comes Brunk. And now they'll spread the floor a little. in the
paint. The Twin Towers in.
Yeah, they got both big boys in right now. Loose ball. Scruggs goes back and get it. Mabouk is in there. Playing a low post. He hits Riley Crean. Riley's every bit, though, of 6'2", and a shot inside, but he's still giving about 8 inches away. We got a foul call away from Crean and Mabouk, who were going at it. Not a lot on the bones for Mabouk just yet.
Send him over to my house. I'll fatten him up.
He'd do well to probably gain 30 pounds. This young man doesn't have to, well, he'll be gaining some weight. Goes about 220 right now. We're talking about Joey Brunk.
Yeah, he's getting into rhythm here at the free throw line in the
sure
fourth
is.
Quarter.
Yeah, same thing he did against South last week. He shot a ton of free throws in that ball. He shot 15 free throws, John, hit 10 of them. And connects here, and he's got 8 of 10 now. A rate of 11. 62-38, and how about that? Holden Jastrzemski, another three-pointer. And again, the Cougars cut it, and they apply a little full-court press. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. LeFoon and Montgomery giving chase. Into the ball game, a new face. We'll get it to you in a minute. Brunk down on the low post. They reverse it. Now they get it into Mabouk. Mabouk hawked by Crean. Tipped up and in. Mabouk shot a wild one, but right there to tip it in was Joey Brunk. Crean, a three on the way. Air ball. Actually, it hit the side of the glass that time. And Brunk in a hurry. Brings the ball across the timeline himself. Still on the dribble. Down on the wing, and Jastrzemski goes and gets it. 64-41, Southport will remain unbeaten and play Warren Central tomorrow night. Cougars right back here against Avon. And we'll have our players of the game and our Monroe County High School scoreboard in our postgame show coming up here shortly. There's a long three-pointer, no good. A fight for the rebound. Brunk was shoved underneath. I don't know if Riley got him or not. Wait and see.
Brunk with the double-double.
Well, that's Musa Jallo. No, no. They put it on Jastrzemski.
13 rebounds for Brunk.
And shooting free throws 12 and 13. And all but two of them here in the second half.
He's filling in all the boxes, as you like to say.
Yes, he is. He's had a nice ball game tonight. Well, a lot of new faces now for the Southport Cardinals. William Griffin has checked into the ball game. Jamie Burnett is in. Mabouk, Brunk, and Josh Springer, a 5'10 senior guard. So bench clearing time, and Brunk now will be coming out. So he misses only three tonight. He hits 10. He leaves with 16. Outstanding game, pardon me, and a double-double to boot for Brunk.
Only took six shots.
66, that's what I say. He's very economical. That's why he came into the ballgame shooting 71% from the field. He's not going to venture too far out, and he shouldn't at 6'10", 220. One of the featured players on the number one team in the state. Inside two to play. Mabouk against Jastrzemski. Holden put it up. No, rebounded out of there. And cleared out of there by Evan Higgs, who's checked into the ball game. Also, William Griffin, as I told you, so some new faces, and they throw it away. Chalo on the steal. Here comes Jake Treadway over on the wing. That's Holden Jastrzemski. There's Chalo straight out. And I tell you, I've just not seen the young man miss from that range. 7 to 10 feet, he's just money. What a game he's had tonight. He's got 18 points in the ball game. 66-43, but it was over early. High posting now. Mabouk, look, couldn't get it. And now we got a foul called out back, and it's going to be on a new Cougar. No, that's going to be on Treadway. And here comes William Griffin to the line, a 6-foot senior. So he checks in for the first time. Well, he's in with a lot of guys that we didn't see play against Bloomington South last Friday night. Griffin, a southpaw, connects. He'll have another. Well, Southport not shooting as many as they shot last week or last year against the North Cougars. But they've done plenty of damage just shooting them, attempting them here. Boy, a high arching shot from the line. Comes right back down through. Big old rainbow shot. There's Malik out of the corner. No good. Fight for the rebound. Mabouk clears it. Josh Springer is fouled in backcourt. And Springer will be going to the free throw line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 68-43, Southport with the 25-point lead. Station ID, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Well, as we told you, we're back here on the McKinney court. They have been in the double bonus, Southport, since about the 350 mark. Springer misses and throws two bricks. And Jallows got a double-double tonight. There's Malik LaFoon out of the corner. No good. Tipped up by Jallow. Malik, or rather a Musa Jallow. Mabouk triggers it in, and a foul on Treadway in backcourt.
Double-double for Jallow. He's got 10 rebounds.
Well, he's got 20 points, and Musa putting up a fine number tonight in defeat. 68-45. Cougars tomorrow night at home against the Avon Orioles. Tip-off will be at 7:30. Wish the best to Coach Tom Crean and the Hoosiers. That ought to be well attended tomorrow for a couple of outstanding games. The Hoosiers and Butler putting together 8-2 marks. 2:30, Fox Sports 1, followed by Notre Dame and Purdue. Well, at the line now comes Blake Evans. Little sophomore guard, and Blake Evans misses the free throw. So their subs not shooting free throws very well, and that's going to drop the aggregate down a tad tonight. Springer was there a minute ago and missed both. Griffin did hit two. And now here's the other Evans, Blake Evans, and he hits one of two. 69-45, down to 36 seconds to play. Jastrzemski follows through there, misses, got his own rebound. That's what I like about Holden. Ball's knocked out of his hand into the hands of Malik LaFoon, and he's held. And that's going to be the 10th team foul and a double bonus situation. That was a non-shooting foul, but Malik will go to the line and shoot two. Well, LaFoon's going to end up in double figures tonight. Brunk has a double-double. LaFoon is just money at the line. He and Jallow tonight are 11 of 11 between them. And he, of course, I said that, and he misses. But rebounded out of there by Jastrzemski. Over to Riley. Cross-court pass now. Gets it right back from Tate. Deals it to LaFoon. No good. Tipped up, no good. Hold it. Jastrzemski will go to the line and shoot two. So the last few seconds taking forever as a lot of fouling here, and with both teams in a double bonus. Tonight's broadcast of Cougar Basketball has been brought to you in part by Smithfield Security. You know, they have new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule next week a free on-site assessment. That's Smithfield. 812-876-2211. Who was at the line there? Jastrzemski.
Yes, and both of them.
And he hit them both. And a near steal. Down to six. 5 seconds to play. No need to foul. Three with the ball, and they'll dribble it out. And that's the ball game. Final 69-48. Southport stays unbeaten. More importantly, Kyle Simpson's crew, they move to 2-0. In Conference Indiana and notch their fifth victory of the year as the Cougars fall to 1-1 and 4-2 overall. And our postgame show just around the block, and it is brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. We'll have our numbers in a quick wrap. 69-48 the final. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Marty Hutzel, who joined us, the Hall of Fame coach, watches now as his boys get ready to assemble things for the early start of the Bo Henry Classic at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Nice field in Glad to have Marty on at halftime to talk over shop ahead of the tournament. Doing a real great job. Well, tonight's postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson. Your local home improvement specialist. All the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. And by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. You can see Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call tomorrow at 330-1620. Final score tonight, 69-48, wire to wire for the top-ranked Southport Cardinals, who moved to 5-0 on the year and 2-0 in Conference Indiana, with a home game tomorrow night against Warren Central. And as I say, they jumped off 6-0, 8-2. It was close at 12-6, and that was going to be it. From there, Southport, who hit five of their first seven, went out on a 10-0 run and commanded a 22-6 lead. Actually, it grew to 24-6 before the Cougars got any points on the board. North hit only in the first half a woeful three field goals and were held to a scant 13 points, scoring 6 points in the first quarter and 7 in the second to fall way behind and out of it. They trailed 19-6 at the end of one, 33-13 at half, 47-25 at the end of three. Did outscore Southport 23-22 in the fourth and final quarter, but just did not have it offensively, and untimely turnovers and a ton of points off turnovers tonight. Very key for the Southport Cardinals, who had great balance again with four guys in double figures that John will tell you about, negating the 20-point effort that Musa Jallo had, and he and Malik LaFoon continuing to shoot free throws well, until I jinxed LaFoon on his fourth free throw of the night, and he missed that. He was 3 of 4. Cougar shot well from the line. That is, didn't shoot near as many as Southport, who shot a ton again, especially in the second half, and that was their MO last week in beating Bloomington South 66-61. But they get the job done, 69-48 tonight, and we'll be back to continue our pregame show, or rather our postgame show, brought to you in part by Black Lumber. After this one-minute break, John will have his numbers. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. And here with the numbers tonight in the game that was all Southport, here's John.
It certainly was all Southport, Joe. They came out again, just took control from the get-go. And again, they went up by 21. They had four players score in double figures. They were led in scoring tonight by Joey Brunk. He had a double, 16 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, and he altered several other shots. 14 points from Malik Bennett, 10 points for Paul Scruggs. Scruggs with 6 rebounds, and Elijah Walton, the fourth of the Southport players to reach double figures tonight. He had 11 points and 3 rebounds. Kamari Davis, 6 points and 3 rebounds. You jump down to Luke Johnston. He had He had 9 points tonight. William Griffin, 2 points off the bench, and rounding out the scoring was Blake Evans with 1 point for the Cougars tonight. They had 3 players reach double figures. They were led by Musa Jallo. Finishes with a double-double of his own, 20 points and 10 rebounds. Musa 6-10 shooting from the field. He hit all 8 of his free throws. Malik LaFoon tonight had 11 points and a rebound. He was 3 of 11 from the field, 3 of 4 from the stripe. Holden Jastrzemski with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Holden struggled from the field tonight, but hit his free throws, as the Cougars did a good job in that department tonight. Jastrzemski, 3 of 4 from the stripe. 4 points for Ken Montgomery off the bench. Riley Crean, 2 points, a couple of rebounds. Tyler Adams with 2 points to round out the scoring for the Cougars. Looking at the shooting splits, Southport finishing 53%. They were 20 of 38. 6 of 15 behind the line, 40%. They went to the line 34 times, including 19 in the fourth quarter. They hit 23 of 34 for the night there, 68%. Cougars tonight, 14 of 46, shooting at 30%. 4 of 20 behind the line, 20%. Free throw line, though, they did well, 16 of 18 for 89%. And they actually closed it in the rebounding. Southport had a huge advantage in that area at the half. They were up by 10, but the Cougars tonight closed it 30-27. Southport with the advantage of the boards. Cougars with 14 turnovers. Southport finishing with 12. Final score again, 69-48.
And earlier tonight in the JV game, Southport wins it 58-51. Jordan Basie's crew dropping to 1-5. Liam Wilkerson and Baylen Sorensen, each with 14. Logan Calvin, who we saw briefly in the varsity game tonight, had 7 points. We'll have our Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers Player of the Game for Bloomington North when we come back with John, plus our Monroe County High School scoreboard closing out things for one final time. Again, the final tonight, 69-48. Southport wins it. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back one final time. Our Player of the Game brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, give them a call. Green and Schultz, toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Joe, I tell you what, I've only seen Mr. Jello play twice, but I really like the young man. He's our Player of the Game. He had 20 points and 10 rebounds, 6 of 10 shooting from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. He's outweighed by a good 15, 20 pounds with Mr. Brunk, but he was not intimidated tonight. He went right at him every opportunity that he could. And the young man's got a great future ahead of him. Mr. Jallo is our Player of the Game.
And it's brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. Again, you can go online, see how they can help you. Happy holidays from Green and Schultz, greenandschultz.com. John, our scoreboard.
Okay, Edgewood, they were up 20 at the half, 32-12. Seemingly that game was over, but Northview, they battled back in the second half, and Edgewood lucky to get out of there with a 12-point win. The final was 53-41. Bloomington South led Terre Haute North 23-19 at the half, and then they scored the first 22 points of the second half. And Terre Haute North didn't score a basket until under 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. JR gets his 700th career win. Congratulations to him. They knock off Terre Haute North tonight, 48-33.
And in one girls' varsity score, Northview beat Edgewood, 45-39, dropping Gary Sims' crew down to 6-6 on the year. And again, Liam Wilkerson with 14, Baylen Sorensen with 14. Southport over Bloomington North in the JV game, 58-51. So that'll about do it. This is our final broadcast of 2014. Back on the air after the first of the year on January the 3rd. And we'll take a look at a team we haven't seen for a while, the Noblesville Millers. And they'll be taking on the Bloomington South Panthers of JR. Again, congrats out to JR, the Hall of Famer. Notching his 700th win tonight, as John told you. He now is the joins a fraternity that numbers 7 now with 700-plus wins. And, of course, Jack Butcher, who has 806 all by himself there at the top. All-time winningest coaches that have coached this great game of high school basketball in the state. Don't forget the Cougars here tomorrow night against Avon. Southport wins it, the final 69-48. For Katie Robbins, our producer, John Callahan, all of our sponsors, Joe Smith, you've been listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Have a great weekend, everyone, and happy holidays to you and yours. I'm Joe Smith.